This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
It's always good to get a cough going just as soon as you get a hot mic. Welcome to the program, The Good Life. It's food, wine, and fun for your ears every Saturday here on KNSS 98.7 1330. Don't forget, this is kind of a new thing through radio.com, which is now the carrier of Intercom products here in Wichita. You can listen on demand. You can listen through your smart speaker, your Alexis, whatever you have. Alexis. But this, the rewind, and you got 24 hours. So like if you miss this program, but you remember tonight, you can go to radio.com, KNSS, listen, boom, and go to The Good Life, and you can back up and start over and hear the whole show. And of course, you can always download the podcast after the fact. You can go direct to the, through the radio.com app or through KNSSradio.com. Quick shout out to my friends at KPTS last night. I got my notes here. I don't want to miss anything. Last night, Victor and the gang at KPTS put on yet another magnificent Veterans Coming Home salute and awards banquet at the Holiday Inn East. And wow, big crowd, bigger than I ever would have imagined. And such a patriotic group and a great guest speaker. You should have heard this. General Taffanelli did a tremendous job. And then the awards were presented. And lo and behold, thanks to my good friend Mark Douglas, I was nominated for, and much to my surprise and honor, I was recognized as one of the award recipients last night as a veteran. Happy Veterans Day weekend to those of you who have served or have someone in your family who has served or anything close to that. And don't forget, Monday is not just a day off. It is a day off, but it's more than that. Okay, so this program is going to be so much fun. I have been such a fan from back when I believe that the recipe for chocolate chip cookies that I used, in addition to what's on the outside of the Nestle's chocolate bits, came out of my mom's early edition of Joy of Cooking. And, you know, Joy of Cooking was put together by someone with ties to the wine business, and what we're going to tell you all about that in a minute, because I have the author-editor couple who made this most magnificent new, God, I think it's like the 19th edition of Joy of Cooking. 600 new recipes, more than 4,000 favorites, revised, updated. It is something that I know Irma and Marion Rumbauer would be totally proud of to see what the kids have done. We'll talk to them in just a second. In the second half, we're going to talk to Travis Russell from Public at the Brickyard. He's doing a Central Standard Brewing beer dinner that the menu looks magnificent, and I am not going to be able to attend, much to my disappointment. I got a great wine. Guess what winery it's from? It's 2017 Rumbauer Zinfandel. I wish it was El Dorado Zin, but it's not. Dang. But anyway, I digress. We'll talk about the wine of the week a little bit later. Joining me now is John Becker, married to Megan Scott. Both of them work diligently to update this magnificent, huge compendium of great technique and recipes. John, Megan, welcome to The Good Life.
Thank you for having us. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much.
Now, tell me something. You guys live in California, I trust?
Actually, no. We are living in Oregon, Portland, Oregon.
Nice. Well, that's almost as good. I think, and you know, with three of us talking here, we'll need to kind of identify who's going to talk what. I'll let you guys do that because you're face to face. How about let's go way back? Let's go back to Irma and Marion and the beginning of this book, probably long before you guys were born, and talk about the history of the book and the editions that have followed.
Well, a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. No, 1931, St. Louis. Irma, my great-grandmother, her husband passed away, and she was, both of her children were out of the house, and, you know, she had been left some modest savings, maybe a year's worth of salary, you know, salary at the time at least, and she took half of that and just got a wild hair and decided that she was the person to write a cookbook, and this without really ever being all that, you know, renowned for her cooking. It was just a shot in the dark. And she managed to, you know, she had this really affable kind of, she just, the voice of, like her voice in that book was that of a companion, a contemporary, who just wanted to help, you know, help the readers get dinner on the table and try to do so with maybe a chuckle. And, you know, I guess the rest is history after that. She got signed by a publisher in 1936. That second edition increased the number of recipes from somewhere around 500 to over about 2,500. And she introduced like a really novel and to us very useful and superior way of writing recipes called the action method. Yeah. And so for those two editions, Marion, her daughter, she did the artwork, including the dust jacket and the chapter headings. And then later on in the 50s, she started helping Irma put together, you know, the recipes and research all of the fantastic reference information that we have and have continued to expand upon.
Well, you know, it's back then, there wasn't that many cookbooks at all, and cookbooks weren't nearly as popular as they are today. It had to be something. And the book has stayed the same pretty much. If I remember my mom's, the first one I used, it doesn't have a lot of flashy pictures. I'm a sucker for pictures. But what it does have is that easy to understand writing, recipes that are as complex as you can handle, depending on which recipes you check. And where appropriate, it has it's always had, if I remember correctly, even some of the latter editions, high quality drawings that add a lot to it. You guys seem to have kept that same general format, but oh my goodness, you have made it so much bigger and better.
Oh well, thank you. That's very kind. You know, we definitely wanted to do as best as we could to carry on the tradition that especially Marion brought, you know, started with the book, turning it into a kitchen reference book in addition to a really solid collection of recipes, an extensive one, I might add. Yes. We spent over 9 years testing recipes in preparation for this edition. So quite a bit of work.
Well, you know, before we talk a little bit more in depth about the layout of the book and what you guys added, how about the tying in for our listeners a little bit about the wine business and Kerner and Joan and the family still running the business today?
Sure. Kerner, so Kerner, who unfortunately passed away pretty recently, he was the, let's see, I think it's the great grandnephew of Irma. I'm a little, you know, when it gets beyond, you know, just nuclear family relations, I get a little, I guess, a little iffy. But yeah, so we've actually, you know, we kind of, my father, Ethan, reconnected with Kerner, I want to say in the early 80s, and we've been working closely with them ever since, kind of promoting each other's businesses. And, you know, obviously they make excellent wine, and they do a fantastic job for us, but selling cookbooks to whoever comes in to taste their delicious selection of products. Yeah. I agree with you, by the way. The El Dorado's Inn is fantastic.
Oh, my God. I'll never forget the first time I had that. And that was when, it was probably one of, if not the only Zen in the very early days. And it was like dessert. It was the first red wine, John, that I ever had with a flourless chocolate cake and thought it was, in fact, the perfect match. You know?
That sounds fantastic.
And then the winery lucked out. Was it 2010 when they bought the vineyard? So, you know, it's a good thing. Let's talk about you two. Megan, I think it's your turn to talk. Tell us about you and John and how you got roped into helping with this massive product. But you can put your spin on it. I'll let you go.
Sure. Back in 2010, I was working at a bakery, and I had actually purchased the joy of cooking for myself when I moved out of my parents' house and went to college. I actually didn't grow up in a joy of cooking family, but I knew that the book was comprehensive and that it would teach me everything I needed to know about cooking. So I was a really big fan at this point, and I was talking with a coworker of mine at the bakery about how much I loved Joy of Cooking. And he said, well, didn't you know that the guy whose family wrote The Joy of Cooking works at that coffee shop down the street? And I was just like, no, I didn't know that. And that doesn't sound like it could be possible. So after my shift, I went down to the coffee shop, which I had been going to for years at that point. And I asked the barista if he knew anything about that. And it happened to be John, who was working. And he sort of blushed and was like, yeah, that's my family. And I could not believe it. And it eventually led to me asking him out on a date, and we hit it off. And then somehow we both got roped into doing this edition in some ways.
Oh, that's a good one. I didn't see that story anywhere when I did my research. But what an interesting way to meet. And John, I imagine, aside from the fact that Megan is probably a very attractive woman, having her come in and introduce herself that way must have been fun for you.
Well, yeah, you know, I had already kind of just, we had talked a few times previously. You know, I'd seen her reading some books that I asked her about, and, you know, I managed to sound semi intelligent, but I had already kind of written off my chances with Megan just because I don't know, I just felt like she was out of my league, and so yeah, no, it was I'm very happy that she asked me out.
Well, I could tell you weren't going to ask me out, so I knew I had to do it myself.
Well, yeah, and you did ask me out. When you asked me out, you were like, and I, you know, what do you do when you're off work? And I was like, I started to list some real things that I did when I was off work. I was totally clueless.
I said, no. Do you want to hang out sometime?
Oh, there could have been a lot of great answers for that one, John.
Yes.
Let's, I don't want to take a break yet. We'll take a break. First off, a quick question for both of you. Obviously, Megan, you had a leaning towards cooking because you were interested in joy of cooking. John, are you both, do you consider yourself accomplished home cooks?
Well, you know, at the time that I decided to continue the family tradition, I would have to say no. I had always been enthusiastic about cooking, and you know, had definitely had a few Thanksgiving turkeys under my belt, but you know, I wasn't necessarily being groomed for you know, taking over the family business. And you know, like Megan, I took Joy of Cooking to college, and that's how I really, really got to know the book. I mean, you know, I had grown up around the book, but you know, hadn't really had like a personal relationship with it until that point. Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah, so
it's interesting. And I can't wait. We're going to talk about the book. Folks, if you just joined us, we're talking about Joy of Cooking. This is what, 75th year? Am I right? Is this the 19th or 20th?
No, it's the 9th edition.
9th, okay.
And yeah, 88 years.
God almighty. It's huge. And you have, my listener friends, you have people that are younger, and it's coming up on Christmas, and you just had June weddings and stuff. Maybe you already got a copy, but they just came out. This is truly the trusted kitchen classic for a new generation. So if you have young folks or even not so young folks that are trying to get a foothold in the kitchen, it is a reference compendium. It's a recipe book. It's so much more than that. And if you had only one cookbook as a new-to-the-kitchen young married couple, I think this would probably be the best choice. We're talking about Joy of the Cooking. My guests are John Becker and his lovely wife, Megan Scott. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and tell a little more about this book. And not this break, but in next break, we'll give you the opportunity to call in and win a copy of this book. It's a beauty. Don't go away. We'll be back with more Food, Wine, and Fun right after this break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.